Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you that we've been here for a whole hour, and for any reason that you've missed it, you can always go to our Facebook or our website, and of course, that is facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show, or you can go to www.KimPaganoShow.com. Also, I do want to remind you of our podcast, and feel free to check that out on iTunes. That's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and leave a little review there, and just let me know that you're listening to us. We do have another great hour for you. I do want to remind you of our 2 to 3 show, and every other week we have The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to do a little shout out to all of my new and past listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm so glad that you're here. We always want to make sure that you're listening, laughing, and learning with us, and again, it's all about the brighter side of life. We've got a really great show, and also joining me today is my really good friend Elise Weil. And welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And of course, Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's great over here on a Saturday morning.
There you go. Well, I hope I'm going to get this right. We have our first guest, and we're going to be talking with Leon Hardy. And we're going to be talking about their book, The Essential Ayurveda Cookbook. Did I get that right? Oh, I don't. Okay, she's not on there. Yeah, it's okay. Did I get, how do you say that, your word on your, is it Ayurvedic?
A-Y is pronounced like I, like your eyes, E-Y-E.
Okay.
Ayurvedic.
Okay, I was pretty close there, eh? Okay.
Were.
Okay, good. Well, good. And, of course, we're going to be talking about your cookbook. And then, of course, we're going to talk with Elizabeth Barboni about world's easiest paleo baking. And so we're so excited to be talking about this. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, because the Kim Pagano Show loves to give back, and we'd love to get some of these things out to you. So all you have to do is call us, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Tom, you want to talk about all our great giveaways?
Excellent restaurants: Pete's Breakfast House, Midtown Cafe, Urbane Cafe, the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, also Freebird's World Burrito, Veggie Grill, Kids Meal, it's free from The Habit, great place to eat with the family, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the Lure Fish House. We also have the Rubicon Theater, Sea Rock City, that runs all the way through Valentine's Day, February 14th. Another great Valentine's Day party and celebration of laughs, Sunday, February 14th. And that's the Movico Theater presentation, Valentine's Comedy Date Night. And that is with Jason Love as the host. Harlem Globetrotters, Laughs and Basketball, Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. All of those places have the Harlem Globetrotters bouncing basketballs. And finally, experience a divine culture. You must see music, dance, everything. Stunning visuals. And that's in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles.
All right. And, you know, on our first show, we forgot to give out something right off the bat. So let's just start that off right now. And, of course, Valentine's Day is around the corner, and I've got Famous Dave's. It's Texas beef brisket done the right way. And there's one right here in the collection. So I've got a gift certificate for that. And I've got a gift certificate to Shen Yang. It's Experience a Divine Culture. I'm telling you, oh, my God, it's so colorful and beautiful. And it's just like music dancing. So anyways, I've got some tickets for that. And of course, that starts March 22nd through April 24th. And I've got tickets for you. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. And also, gosh, I just want to say to everybody that if you're on Facebook, go like our page and share us with everybody. Don't keep us as a secret. Also, if you have a business that you would like us to help you spread the word about, I would love to have you call up right now and tell us, hey, how do we get on your show? How do we get to be a part of this? And of course, it's about being a part of the brighter side of the 805. With that, let's bring our first guest on, and Luis Leonhardi with the Essential Ayurvedic Cookbook. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and what does that mean?
So Ayurveda is a holistic system of medicine from India. And Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word, and it means science of longevity. So basically, it's like the fountain of youth. It gives you some diet and lifestyle methods and routines that you can follow, and it just makes you feel amazing from, you know, inside and out, body, mind, and spirit.
Ooh, I love that. And now, is this your first book?
It is my first book.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I had never really... I think I did have one other guest that had something similar with Ayurveda. Is that something you use in your everyday life?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's a way of living. Just similar to yoga. It comes from the same lineage as yoga does. And essentially, what they're trying to do is come up with ways that people to be healthy and not stressed out, and so they could live a long lifetime. And so there's very basic diet recommendations and also things to keep your mind at ease, because a lot of the disease can start from stress. So it's a great tool that we can use for today.
And you're saying that Ayurveda is the science, okay, but by eating, you can reduce your stress?
Correct.
Ooh, I like the connection. Okay.
It's in an indirect connection, but there's certain foods that will be more balancing to you and certain foods that will be less balancing.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody was going through some kind of a, you know, illness, or maybe they have, I don't know, different kind of illnesses, would they come to see you and you would recommend them a diet?
Sure, absolutely, because there's a lot of food that can create and irritate illness.
So you hear all the time irritable bowel syndrome,
sure.
Lupus, different things like that. What is there different things for different diseases?
Absolutely. It depends. Ayurveda uses the elements to describe the cause of the illnesses. So, you know, an illness may be caused by too much heat in the body, for instance, too much fire, so like acid reflux. And so there's certain foods that also have a lot of heat in them, like chili or ginger or garlic. So those type of foods, you would want to cut back on if you were trying to reduce acid reflux. But it's also the timing of the meals is also very important in Ayurveda, just to make sure you have maximum digestion, and so that you can have a restful sleep.
Wow. Now, in your book, I'm looking through. What a beautiful book, by the way, too.
Thank you
did
so
a
much.
Great job.
Had a lot of help from the publishers. They were wonderful to work with.
that's great. Let me ask you, so you don't really have, like, the diseases that go with the food, right? Or am I missing that?
Towards the back of the book,
mm-hmm.
if you look in the charts at the end,
okay,
and I have, it's more organized by the individual. So certain individuals are more predisposed to certain diseases.
Oh, okay.
And so the first 50 pages of the book go into a little bit of detail. And they say three types of individuals, and they're Sanskrit words, vata, pitta, and kapha. So the vata type people.
What is that? Okay, explain that. What that is.
If you want to think of it in terms of energetic, their energetic constitution is someone that's very mobile. They tend to be very dehydrated and dry skin, chapped heels. They can be extremely creative, but out of balance, they can be very anxiety. So those type of people would be prone to anxiety.
Oh, wow.
And fearful. But when they're in balance, they're joyful, they're creative, and can come up with, very profound theories. and then the fiery type of person would be the pitta people. And they are, they're brilliant. Think of the metaphor of light being bright and shining, right? And so those people, when they get out of balance, it's too much fire. And the fire rages through the body. So that can manifest as acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, hives, rosacea. I'm working with a client now who has a lot of rosacea, and we treat it with food just by changing the diet.
Really? And now, so what about skin rashes or diseases, since you're talking about what is it called?
Rosacea.
Rosacea, yeah.
That's generally, if it's burning in red, that's usually a fire imbalance, and so that would be treated with diet by using what Ayurveda considers cooling foods. So that's like leafy greens and cucumbers, watermelon, like that, cool. And staying and avoiding the more spicy food, the chilies and the Thai food and things like that. But if it's a dry, rough type of, eczema, I guess, that would be more vata. And then in which case you would need more more oily type food.
Oh, but now... So when you say, a lot of people have like dermatitis or psoriasis, or there's the skin lupus, correct?
Yes.
And you're saying that it's that you need more oil?
Well, okay, so you've named a few different things. What you have to figure out is the root cause of the disease. So usually an itis is caused by an inflammation, in general. And we're getting beyond the scope of the book, but in general, you would go to an Ayurvedic doctor. They would describe, get to the root of the problem. Is there too much fire? Is there too much wind? Is there too much water? Whatever. And then they would recommend, pitta pacifying diet, or, a cooling diet, or a warming diet, a grounding diet, like that.
Oh, that's so interesting. I never heard that. Okay, great. Wow. And so this book is designed for eating that way, correct?
Correct. And so what I found is that people would go to the doctors, and the Ayurvedic doctors, and the doctors would give them these lists of, you need to eat, long lists of do's and don'ts of what you can and cannot eat. So I created this book to be a little more balanced, So it's not going to be too hot or too cold. It's just very nicely balanced for most people, so it's easier to cook for the family that way.
Wow, I love this. I love it because I love that you can actually look into your book. Okay, now I'm seeing kind of, if your skin tone, your nails, your hair. Gosh, weight, circulation. I mean, there's lots of different things. Even organization?
Right.
Wow.
Well, because it's mental. It's
no,
the whole
I
body,
get that. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like you have to really consider the body and the mind. So
wow.
It's, we're not separate. It's all connected.
That's interesting. Well, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because I want to kind of dig deeper into your book and just really, you know, maybe you can give us some of your favorite recipes and just really kind of, you know, look into how this has helped so many people.
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805 and The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm so glad that you're here. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning and then again from 2 to 3. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call up, ask. I hope that all of you out there are getting my newsletter because what that does is everybody that I have on my show, every event that I'm a part of, every event that's going to happen, I like to let you know so that you can get out there. All of my advertisers, everybody that I do business with, everybody that is connected to the Kim Pagano Show, I want to share with you. So I hope that you sign up for our newsletter. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. I've got tickets. We just had them on our earlier show. Rubicon Theater presents Sea Rock City, and it's actually a sequel to The Last Train to Nybrock. I'm telling you, it's an amazing show. And we had Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, and it starts tonight. And, of course, it goes on till February 14th. I've got a pair of tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking with Luis Leon Hardy, and we're talking about her book Ayurveda. Ayurveda. God, I'm like gonna be one of those tongue twisters. But I love what this is all about. It's really the essential Ayurveda cookbook, and it's all about how food can help you from the inside out. I'm a hair therapist, so I always say I help you from the outside in. So we need to partner up because this is like a perfect thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And here's a question. I know Elise had a question in the break. What is it, Elise? Go ahead.
I was just wondering, are there any foods that are forbidden that you can't have, like carbs or sugar or, you know, when you say it's balanced, what do you mean?
Well, it's... that's a really good question. I'm trying to think if they ever say don't eat everything. I mean, the general rule is everything is medicine, everything is poison. So it is more about moderation and finding a balance. But I will say that for each individual, that balance point is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what may be good for my personality and my body constitution could be different for someone else. And that's why a lot of diets, you know, the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't always work for people. You know, everyone's a little different. So the book helps people understand themselves so they can use their own intuition to help determine what's the most balancing food for them. And the book is more of a guideline, more of it like to instruct them how to figure it out with themselves or if they work with a practitioner.
Right. That's a great question. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking through your book, and when I see quinoa, everybody just, you know, at least for me, I go, oh, that's healthy, you know, right? I mean, you know, but then you have polenta. I never would have thought that. Is that another healthy thing?
Sure. I mean, everything that I cook in the book and that I recommend, it's organic, non-GMO. And again, it's in moderation and it's balanced out. So I know some people are very much against anything corn, but I feel like if you can get non-GMO corn and you're having it in moderation, it's a quick, easy meal. And if the alternative is going to Burger King, you know, a fast food chain,
yeah.
And you know, where it's not a home prepared meal, I feel like that's certainly a healthy option.
So what are, I mean, really interesting recipes in here. There's a broiled salmon in maple lime marinade. Oh, my God, that sounds delicious. And then broiled lime ginger shrimp. What are some of your favorites, or what have you heard that people really enjoy?
Well, I do love those, too, for
yeah.
sure. A lot of times when I'm doing, when I go to events and things like that, open houses, and I'm hosting at a table, then I will bring the quinoa salad. That always goes
the
over.
The quinoa salad,
you know,
yum,
it's
yeah.
It's quick and easy, and people love it. It's a delicious way to eat the quinoa, you know?
Delicious. Now, you know, what about kale? A lot of people say that kale is really healthy, but then there was a whole study on that kale could be too harsh on your stomach. Is that correct?
Well, you know, again, everything in moderation. For me, for my constitution, kale is very difficult to digest. And I know people put, you know, they'll put a bunch of kale and make it into a smoothie and they have that. That's just, it's a lot for your system to digest, even if you grind it up in a smoothie. So you'll notice I don't have a lot of kale in my book. Certain constitutions, you know, those fiery type constitutions, they have tend to have a stronger digestive power, and they may be better to digest it fully. But for someone with my constitution, which is more the wind lighter constitution, kale isn't so beneficial for me. You know, maybe in small tiny amounts. I don't particularly care for kale.
Oh, you don't, huh? And now here's a question: what about arugula? Arugula.
I love arugula.
I do too. Yeah.
I feel like that's easier to digest than kale. You know, if I'm going for leafy greens, I'll do that. I do also mosh, M-A-C-H-E, and you know, sometimes it comes in those packets at Whole Foods. You know, they have the box spinach, but mosh is really nice. It's a little softer.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, the other thing I do is escarole. And, you know, it looks like a head of lettuce.
Okay.
But it's a little bit bitter, but it's softer, whereas kale is dry and rough.
Yeah.
And with the escarole, it's a little softer. It's not so rough, but you're still getting a little bit of the bitter taste. So I feel like that's a little more beneficial to all constitutions.
So, Louise, what I want to ask you is, how do you know if you're, you know, cool or fire or you. So what are the four?
So there's three. There's vata, pitta, kapha. So it's wind, air, and earth.
Wind, air, and earth. Okay, wind, air, and earth. Okay. And how do you know, what is good for you? Can we possibly know that?
Sure. I mean, most of us know instinctively what foods make us feel good and what make us feel bad.
But I love spicy, but what if that's feeding into something that's not working for me? How would I know that?
Well, if you're having any symptoms, like after you eat, do you feel very hot? Are you getting any rashes? Are you getting any acid reflux? You know, I asked someone this, one of my clients, this, you know, are you getting acid reflux? Oh, no, I don't have acid reflux. But they're taking medicine for acid reflux.
Right.
You know, so yeah, they have it. They're just masking it.
Oh.
But those are some symptoms that it's too hard for you. And it also can affect you emotionally. It could make you more fiery in your personality, like a more fiery temper.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, so what? So would that be wind, air, or earth right there?
That would be fire.
Oh, okay, so that's a fourth
Oh,
one.
I said wind, air. I'm sorry, wind, fire.
Earth. Oh, okay, sorry, that's what I wondered.
So, yeah.
Okay, so wind, fire, and earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be fire. What would be wind?
What would be types of, would the wind person
Yes.
Well, the wind person would be more... more kind of, they could be spacey, like think wind, air, space. So they could be more a little bit
kind of out of touch.
Yeah, a little bit. They could be cold, like detached.
Mm.
You know, that's another. Think of all the metaphors for wind and.
Wow, that's interesting.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
And then earth.
Well, earth are your grounded people. They're, you know, think of you know, like John Wayne. You know, like someone who's just very, you know, solid.
He's very there, yeah.
You know, they're like slow. They're, you know, if you were going to dig into the earth, it's cold. It's not mobile. It's not moving around. Whereas someone who's got the wind constitution is always jumping from one thing to the next, you know. But earth is very stable. So, you know, for an earth person, they need to lighten up a little bit in terms of their food. So, you know, like sprouts, something that's light and airy would be good for earth people.
What are you?
I'm wind.
Okay.
But I also, I mean, the thing is, everyone's a combination of all of these doshas. It's just one or more is going to dominate. So for me, my predominant constitution is wind, but secondarily, I have a lot of fire. You need fire to get things done. Fire is like the organization capacity. So my wind, that's the creativity side. And then the fire is what keeps me focused to get it done. Otherwise, wind just goes all over the place.
So is there a test that people can take?
Yeah, there's a test. There's a test in my book.
Okay.
There's different online tests. Or you can go to an Ayurvedic practitioner, and they listen to your pulse, and they can tell you what it is. What
really? Mm-hmm. Wow, I think this is so interesting.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, no, I'm really, I mean, you really explained it really good. And now you say that there's a big connection between yoga and Ayurveda.
Ayurveda, yeah.
Ayurveda, I'm going to go to sleep thinking Ayurveda. Oh.
Well, yeah, so they both come from the same lineage. And so essentially the thread that connects, you know, yoga is about, it's based on a theory that we're made up of energy. And Ayurveda is based on the theory that we're made up of energy. So it uses that same premise. And because we're made up of energy, and everything's made up of energy, foods are made up of energy. You know, if you look at, and it's, to not sound so far-fetched, but it's modern science even says, like, you know, atoms are energy, right? We're all made up of atoms. So it's the same theory. And if the food is made up of energy, that has the opposite qualities will balance each other out. So if someone has a very fiery energetic to them, eating cooler foods will balance out that energy.
That's interesting. Now, is most Ayurveda vegetarian, right?
Well,
but you have meat in your recipes, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So Ayurveda, you know, like they said, food is medicine, food is poison, everything in moderation. So if you eat tons and tons of meat, you're getting, Ayurveda will say, well, you're getting the energy of what you're eating. So, you know, an animal that has been inhumanely raised and slaughtered, that's going to have a certain energy to it. And then you're putting that, even though you've cooked it, you know, you didn't see any of that energy, you've cooked it, that energy stays with that meat, and then you're putting that into your body. So in that respect, Ayurveda would say, you know, you shouldn't be eating meat. However, if you're sick and you need to build, you know, if you're very anemic, eating some meat is the best way to you know, become not anemic, to get better. But in general, when Ayurveda says, has meat recipes, they're cooked in soup, you know, so it's not like how Westerners but so what I try to do, because meat is it's the characteristics are it's cold and it's heavy and it's difficult to digest, so the recipes that I've used in this cookbook, which is really designed for Westerners, it's not so much for Indians, I try to make the meat dishes balanced with spices or different seasonings or sauces so that they it would lighten and warm them, so they would be a little more balancing to all constitutions. And if you look at the recipes, the serving sizes that I give are quite small compared to, you know, if you went out to a typical restaurant in the U.S.
Right. Right. Now, Louise, you are a certified Ayurveda practitioner, right? And
correct.
An educator. So you see patients, obviously?
Yes, I do.
And so just, you know, to kind of end, and I love the interview that we had together, what would somebody come to you if they just got diagnosed with something or?
Yeah, or if they're just feeling a little off. Or if they went to the doctors and they said nothing, and the doctor says nothing's wrong with you, and that's usually when, you know, that's the beginning of something.
Mm.
You know, like maybe you're getting migraines, and the doctor's like, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong, just take this pill. You know, or you're always getting headaches. Like that's a sign. You know, there's an energetic imbalance. You know, if it's a migraine, it's usually there's too much heat in the body.
Well, Elise,
I was just wondering. Like, I know a lot of people are suffering from like chronic fatigue that is not diagnosed to
right.
be connected to anything.
That's a great.
Is there something in your cookbook that would, you know, help them combat whatever, you know, this chronic fatigue where they just don't feel like themselves?
Individually, I would have to address that, you know, but in general, I would say, you know, I touch briefly upon a daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And having it in the daily routine starts with your morning, what you do in the morning. And typically I recommend some type of a meditation or, you know, even if it's 10 minutes. And
right.
it's the same at the end of the day. So bookend your day with a nice quiet time where you can relax the mind. And if I were to see someone like that, I would give them restorative yoga poses because I integrate yoga with my Ayurveda all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what, Louise, where do we find you and how can people get in touch with you?
My website is yogawithlois.com, Y-O-G-A with L-O-I-S.com.
Okay, great. And is there, that's your website. Okay, great. Well, gosh, I so enjoyed talking with you and it was really knowledgeable. And where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon. That's probably the easiest that everyone knows.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website and click through it there, and I think that'll bring you to Amazon, too.
Okay, great. And that's Yoga with Louis.
Mm-hmm. And I'm always putting fun new recipes up on Instagram, so you can look for me on Instagram, Yoga with Louis.
Oh, great. Well, I hope that you like our show so I can share you with everybody. And, of course, share us with everyone out there. We really want to grow, and we appreciate you being a guest here on our show.
I will. Thank you. And I certainly will share you on Facebook.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right. You are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our next guest is Elizabeth Barboni. And we're going to be talking about world's easiest paleo baking. And can you tell where I'm at? I'm into eating right now. Of course, you know, I hope that everybody loves sharing great recipes and really just sharing health. That's what this show is all about. And you never know what we're going to be talking about. Everything is handpicked by me. I just am really passionate about what I have on my show. And again, if there's something that you want to hear or you're interested in, or maybe you've just gotten diagnosed with something or something that's just, you know, that you want to know more about, let us know. Either Facebook me, call us at 805-419-0008, or just get in touch with us. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. And I would love to get that there for you. The next one, I would love to give something away. And I've got Harlem Globetrotter tickets. And, of course, that is their 90th year. We've got lots of different places that they're going to be. Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and, of course, Staples. We've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry.
Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. You are tuned in to the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom, and Elise is in the studio with me. And of course, our next guest is Elizabeth Barbone, and we're going to be talking about world's easiest paleo baking. And if some of you don't know what paleo is, Elise was like, what's paleo? Isn't it? It's cave, kind of a cave diet. And of course, now we're going to be talking about baking, all these baking goods. And I love that. I do want to do a giveaway, and I have some Shen Yun Experience a Divine Culture tickets, and we've got tickets here in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles, and I would love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, just a little shout out to the City Center. I went there on Thursday, and oh my gosh, if you want to donate your time, if there's any of your gifts that you can do to help them out, it's a transitional living for people that are struggling in a sense that it could happen to any of us. And so I was really, really passionate by it and listening to the powerful testimonies and stuff. And so Jim Duran over there, the whole group over there, just an amazing, it's an amazing project. So I hope that you can get, if that's another one of your choices. We got so many places to help out, and I love that. So again, we are tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and our next guest is Elizabeth. Is it Barbone?
It's Barbone.
Barbone, I was right. Okay. I was like teetering on which one. And we're going to be talking about your book, World's Easiest Paleo Baking. Is this your first book?
This is my third book.
Ooh.
It's really exciting. And
good for you.
Thank you. And in many ways, not a book I ever expected to write, but I am so in love with this book.
Yeah. What are your other books? Were you on my show before?
I'm not sure if we've chatted before.
Okay. What are the names of your other books?
My two previous titles were are Easy Gluten-Free Baking, mm-hmm. and book number two is How to Cook Gluten-Free.
Ooh, okay. You'll have to send those to me. I love to have you back on. I mean, I think this is so healthy for people to learn and to know about all these great things, and I'm so glad that you're here. So what inspired you to start cooking and baking?
That's a really good question. I was born with multiple food allergies, and I've been baking gluten-free for a long time. And a few years ago, readers started reaching out and asking me for recipes about grain-free baking and dairy-free baking. And I had never tackled that before. You know, baking without grains, I didn't even know how you could do something like that. And above all, I'm just a really curious person. I'm a curious baker. So I went into the kitchen and I started experimenting with almond flour, coconut flour, and tapioca starch.
Ooh.
And really flavorful and really wonderful. And to be honest with you, my first attempt was just an absolute flop. It did not turn out really well. And not only am I curious by nature, but I also really like to accomplish what I set out to do.
I like so, it. When's your birthday?
Yeah, so I thought...
Oh, when is your birthday?
March.
Oh, you're okay, so you're Pisces.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I thought, I want to do this. And so I just had fun. I really started from a place that creative energy, just having fun with these recipes. And it was a delight to work with. You know, no grains, no dairy. And you can still have wonderful chocolate cake, baguettes, bagels. Just an absolute delight to work with.
So you have no dairy in any of your products?
Not a speck. There is not one bit of dairy in any of these recipes. And I know, I love dairy. So
that's a big deal. Okay. I mean, so you even have lazy morning waffles. And I love that you have some breakfast stuff in here. You know, pancakes, silver dollar pancakes. And I like silver dollar. They're a little smaller in a couple of little bites, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They're just so fun to make. You know, just little. They're
ooh,
great for kids.
I'm looking at your French-style crepes.
Yes.
Oh,
and
my God. They look
so. Yeah, they're great. You can eat them, you know, for breakfast. You can fill them with savory things. I love making crepes.
Wow. And it's only about 20 minutes.
That's right.
So tapioca starch, okay, is that like the tapioca pudding box, or is that different?
It's a little bit different. It comes from the same place. The tapioca that you would make in tapioca pudding, they have those little granules, those little balls.
Right.
Tapioca starch looks very similar to cornstarch, so it's a finely ground powder. And if you've ever had tapioca starch, you might remember that it has a bit of an unusual texture.
Right.
And it's actually that unusual texture that I don't want to say slimy because wonderful. And so in baked goods, it creates cakes that are soft and moist. It creates cookies that are nice and soft. Mm-hmm. So that texture that some folks find just a bit unusual in puddings, actually, when baked, creates wonderful textures in cakes and breads and pancakes.
Right. Now, okay, so in this one, it says a quarter or a half a cup of milk, right?
Yes, and the notes throughout the book are you can use any non-dairy milk that you like. So some folks will use coconut milk. That's my preference, and you'll see that throughout the book. And some folks who follow a paleo diet, paleo is sort of a catch-all term for grain-free, legume-free, and for some folks it means dairy-free. Some folks don't need to follow a dairy-free diet.
Okay.
So, you know, so if you don't need to follow a dairy-free diet, you could use traditional milk and the recipes would work with that as well.
Okay, but in most of them you suggest no dairy.
Yep. All of the recipes were tested with absolutely no dairy, and I used coconut milk. That was my dairy-free milk of choice.
Okay.
But whatever, you know, everyone's diet is so unique, and I really wanted to honor that. So whatever works for whoever's baking the recipe, that's the milk they can use.
Got it. Question, where do we find tapioca starch?
Most large grocery stores will stock tapioca starch, coconut flour, and almond flour either in the traditional baking aisle, or if you find a specialty baking aisle or the gluten-free section, it's right there.
Okay. Is there a different taste for paleo as opposed to, I guess sometimes you eat some of the gluten-free and it's a little bit different taste. Is there a different taste for paleo, or is it just more along the lines of a different diet?
That's a good question. I find that paleo actually tastes better because we're using almond flour and coconut flour. Mm. We're also baking with sugars. Throughout the book, I use no refined sugars. So I have maple syrup and local honey. And all of those flours and sugars bring so much good flavor to recipes. So it doesn't just taste flat or plain. You have all of these great flavors. I love the flavor of almond. I love how coconut tastes. And I think maple syrup and honey just really round out the recipes. So most of my tasters who don't follow a paleo diet, they loved the flavors of the recipes.
Hi, Elizabeth, this is Lalise, and I have a question for you. I'm not real up to speed on why gluten-free is so important. I thought that was only important for people who were diagnosed with celiac disease. What if you don't have that disease? Is it important to still be gluten-free?
For someone, you're exactly right. For someone with celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder, they need to be totally gluten-free. And that is the only cure for that autoimmune disease. So it's incredibly important that anyone with celiac disease follows a totally gluten-free diet. Some other folks report that they don't really like how they feel after they eat gluten-containing grains like wheat. And I leave that up to an individual. You know, we all know how we feel after we eat something. Mm-hmm. So if someone says that they don't feel good after they eat something that contains wheat, I certainly respect that. You know, I know that green bell peppers and I don't really get along all that well, so I tend to avoid them. So folks will avoid gluten for a wide variety of reasons, but celiac disease, you're exactly right, requires a gluten-free diet. Other folks follow it just out of a choice.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Question. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Elizabeth Barbone. We're talking about the world's easiest paleo baking. I'd love to take a really quick break. We need to. And Elizabeth, will you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, great. Let's do another giveaway right now. And I've got Lure Fish House gift certificate. And, of course, we would love to give that out to somebody. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and, you know, that will help out with somebody. But not only that, oh, my God, if you haven't ever been there, it's so good. All of their fish and their just the everything, the bread, it's like all the good stuff there. So anyways, I'd love to introduce that to you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold and Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you of our 2-3 show. And of course, we have been here from 6 o'clock this morning. And I hope that you join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And of course, we're talking right now with Elizabeth Barbone. We're talking about her third book. We're going to get her back for her first and second, but we're talking about the world's easiest paleo baking. And now, you know, you talk about dairy-free, but some of the recipes have eggs in it. Is that not considered dairy, or am I What's your thought?
I love that you asked that question.
Thank you.
I just love that you asked that because actually right in the beginning of the book, I post that one of the most frequently asked questions that I receive is, yes, are eggs dairy? And eggs are not dairy.
They aren't.
We want to think about dairy as anything that comes from an udder. So if you can milk it, so goat's milk, cow's milk, that's dairy. And eggs come from our chicken and duck friends, so that is not dairy. Although, as you know, at most grocery stores, you find eggs stocked in the dairy section.
Correct.
So that's where I think the confusion comes from.
Oh, but they do come from somebody else, right?
Yes, so they come from our, you know, our chicken and duck friends. And I actually have lots of folks who are keeping their own chickens.
Yeah, so I'm just about to do that.
Are
I'm so
you?
Excited. Yeah, I have a lot of girlfriends that do that. And I'm like, okay, you know, because one, you just, it just seems healthier, especially with all the controversy now.
Yeah, there's nothing like a local, you know, chicken.
Yeah,
bag.
And I also grow a lot of vegetables. So to me, it just kind of goes hand in hand. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of your recipes here as Valentine's Day is around the corner. And I see Nummy Gummies. Talk to us about that. They look so cute.
Aren't those fun? Nummy Gummies are a homemade gummy. So you want to use a grass-fed gelatin. And you mix that with fruit juice and sweeten it with some local honey. And then just add, for a little bit of tartness, a little depth of flavor, I add some lemon juice to that.
Mm, yum.
And if you've ever had a gummy bear, if you're someone who likes gummy treats, it feels like folks fall into two categories. They love chocolate treats or they like gummy sweets. This one is for you. So it's that great texture and flavor without any refined sugar or any added colors.
Now, Elizabeth, you said what is the first ingredient that you use?
I use granulated gelatin, and I like to use grass-fed, so from grass-fed beef.
Grass-fed gelatin?
Yeah.
Wow,
really
good. And where do you get that?
I find that, actually, I get that at my local cake decorating supply store.
Oh, wow. Now, you have on here fruit juice. Is that the same?
I'm sorry?
Oh, no. Okay, so gelatin. So, and then you pick whatever fruit juice you want?
Exactly. So any fruit juice that you like.
So then you
can
already
vary the flavor.
Yeah, so, ooh, I love those. All right, so, you know, we have a couple minutes left. What is your most popular recipe or what is the most thing that you would love to share with everybody?
You know what I would love to share? I have a recipe in the book that just has grabbed my heart. It's the world's easiest cookies. And you make these cookies by combining in a large mixing bowl finely ground almond flour, homemade baking powder, which is made with baking soda, cream of tartar, and a little bit of tapioca starch. You make that up. You add to that dark maple syrup and a generous amount of vanilla extract. You stir that together. There's no eggs. There's no, you know, coconut oil, no butter, nothing in that at all. Stir that together, and within a minute, the almond flour begins to release oil, and you have this beautiful cookie dough that comes together, I'm not kidding, in maybe a minute, if that. And you take that dough, and it's wonderfully scented with vanilla. You drop it onto a baking sheet, and you pop it into your preheated oven. And within 10 minutes, you are rewarded with just these delicate cookies that are soft on the inside and nice and chewy. And I just love that recipe. And anyone, whether they, you know, have ever baked grain-free before, actually, if they've never even baked before, they can make those cookies.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm looking at that page and it says here, baking powder homemade. How do you make baking powder homemade? I mean,
yes.
I know you have. Is that something that's really hard?
Nope, the recipe is right in the book. Most traditional baking powders will contain a grain-based starch like cornstarch. So for folks that need to be 100% grain-free, they will make up their baking powder by combining baking soda, cream of tartar, and just a little bit of tapioca starch to prevent that from getting clumpy. And you just whisk that together. It takes maybe a minute or so.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then you keep that in your pantry.
That's so cool. I've learned so many things. I would love to have you back with your other books. Please send them to us. And where does everybody find your book?
My books are available nationwide, so you can find them on Amazon or at your local bookseller. And folks can connect with me if they have any questions at glutenfreebaking.com.
I love it. Share our show with everyone, and I'm going to share you. And I hope that you'll come back. And thank you so much for some of the world's easiest paleo baking.
Thank you. It was a delight chatting with you.
You got it. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Bye-bye.
We are at the end of our show. God, Elise, did that go by fast?
Went by so fast.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom. Thank you. And, of course, all of our listeners. And, of course, I do want to invite you to our 2 o'clock today. We've got some really great guests, and I hope that you'll join us there. And, of course, find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, also our website, our podcast, and make sure that you're getting one of our newsletters. And, of course, I thank you so much for being here. Of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Your body hears everything your mind says. So remember, talk only good things. Stay positive. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And I thank you so much for joining us.